Boker Tov, morning everybody. Could be davening is a bit longer today, so might take some guys to get you. So, okay, let's just summarize what we've done up to now. Mot chashuv to keep reminding ourselves what we're doing. So up to now, we've seen that there's a midah called Malchus. Malchus in and of itself doesn't really have anything. It's les la migar miklum. There's nothing of its own. What it does is, up to what we've understood up to now, what it does is it actualizes the other six midahs. There's six midahs in the system, seven with Malchus. And the other six midahs get actualized. They go from potential to actualization via the mid of Malchus. That's what Malchus does. It actualizes the potential. That's the one aspect of Malchus. In the marshal that we used, we'll keep going back to the marshal of the chasana, all the separate pieces of the chasana, the bread roll, the hummus, the dancing, the music, the beautiful decor, that until the chosen comes into the room has no meaning really. It's there, it exists. The nimtza, it's yeah. But it doesn't really have any function, doesn't have really any meaning. When the chosen comes in, when Malchus comes in, it gets actualized. It's still the same bread roll, but it's been actualized now for its purpose. Now it could be used for what it was meant to be used for. It's not just another bread roll, it's a chifta of mitzvah, sudas mitzvah. But we said there's another aspect here. The chosen is not just about, the physical aspects of the chasana that are now being actualized. There's something bigger that's coming to the room. The chosen's coming to the room. Simchas ha-chosen is coming to the room. That's much bigger than just the actualizing the six pieces that were there. L'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'agvura v'tiferet z'nei tzvek k'kol b'shem ha-metz l'cho Hashem ha-melocha. The chesed, the gedula, which is chesed, is actualized. But more than that, the higher dimension, the Kedusha, has now come into the system. That's more or less what we've been talking about. And we said last week, we started the thing of Shabbos, that's good for Shabbos. What Shabbos does is, without to go over it a little bit, Shabbos is Midas HaMalchus. That's why we call it Shabbos Malchus, Shabbos Malchus. We talk about Shvi, it's the seventh. It takes the 6 days of the week and actualizes them. It brings into the world Kedusha. The 6 days of the week are mundane, chulin dika days. You do what you do, you go through the day. Without Shabbos, they would just stay like that. There would just be six chulin dika days. Shabbos comes and injects into them, that's wrong. Shabbos comes and their Kedusha is now actualized. And the second thing we said is, we said that's not the yoif and the beauty of Shabbos. That is just that the 6 days get actualized. Now the world has a kedusha and a kirva l'kodesh baruch hu. That's the potential that Shabbos brings out in the 6 days of the week. But that, we said, wasn't everything. What happens is the second tachlis is that. Did you see it inside here? On the chef in the schof in the second paragraph, he says, "Kishibo Shabbos mitgalet medreger shel kedusha shila mala mala mimashir is galat derech ha'ilam." That's important thing to remember. Yeah, those two lines. When Shabbos comes, besides the fact that what yeah is magala and achieves its potential and actualizes, but something much bigger comes into the world as well and is revealed in the world as well. Something lamala mala. It's much bigger than what's Megali in the world, comes with Shabbos, Ashur Shechina. The Ashur Shechina comes into the world. The opportunity, the ability to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to perceive reality, is much greater on Shabbos. So they're the two dynamics working together you see in Shabbos. First of all, the 6 days of the week are injected with meaning, their potential comes out. They become days of kedusha. Their potential is magali, is revealed in the world. But more than just what's ya gets revealed, more than just the parts of the chasana get actualized, something much bigger than all of that comes in as well. That's called Ashur Shechina, And that means on Shabbos, a person can perceive, can connect, can have a closer relationship to Hashem than you can the rest of the week.
I have a question. The day of the week are injected in Shabbos. What's that mean exactly? We have an example or?
The wrong way to express it. I said it wrong. No, Shabbos doesn't inject into the week. Shabbos takes the days of the week and actualizes them. That means the days of the week without Shabbos are just going about doing your chulin dikah things, just doing what you're doing with no kedusha at all, no brocha even. You'll see that Shabbos is makar brocha. Those days are just mundane days where you go about doing what you're doing, like a goy. He does what he does, like a behemoth. He goes through, does what he does. Coolly connected to physical and no connection to ruchnius at all. Somebody who connects to Shabbos, somebody who keeps Shabbos, so those days get actualized that each of those days has kedusha. When we say that Shabbos is the makor, it means it's the source. We'll see, he's going to talk about that now. It means that all the other days draw their kedusha from the Shabbos. But even that's not 100% correct. You have to be careful here because Shabbos itself doesn't have anything. What they're really doing is they're drawing the kedusha from Hashem. But Shabbos allows them to draw the kedusha from Hashem. It means without Shabbos, those days are just normal days of the week, just secular, you know, days of the week. In fact, you have 7 days of the week if you're not keeping Shabbos. Then there's just no kedusha involved in those days bichlal. You go through the motions. You do the physical things, you know. Shabbos lifts those days and gives them meaning, brings them into the world of kedusha. But that's exactly what he wants to speak about now. I think that's what we're going to discuss now. What's called the makor brocha in paragraph base here, we'll see. But I just want to finish off. Yesterday we started. Last week we didn't do this. We didn't start this. I said maybe we'll do it, and the guy said no. Let's leave it. We'll deal with it. So he says, V'shnen yonim eilu heimin yonim v'yochol v'yashbois. V'yichul ha-shamayim v'yishbois. We say those two words. There's v'yichulu, there's v'yachel, Hashem completed, and there's v'yishbois. Those two dynamics, which you see all over in the liturgy of Shabbos, ha-muskarim v'pashas v'yichulu, in the parasha v'yichul ha-shamayim v'yachel elokim v'yom ha-shvi, v'yishbois. What's v'yachel v'yishbois? They sound like the same thing. He says, hu-ha-kovet shamayim, המזגלה ומשתלם בתוך העולם עצמו. ויחולו is the covered shamayim that's revealed in the world, בתוך the world. I mean, it was there, it's now being actualized. That's what's in the world already. ואני ויוחל, שהעולם נעשה כלול ביופיו. The beauty of the world is now completed, it's now finalized. There was a world, there was a day. Maybe that'll answer the question as well. Another aspect of the answer is the days are there, but they don't have their final beauty. They're not mushlam. So that's the vayichal. That's the first part of malchus. Aval indin v'yishbois who gilu kovet shamayim yoisim imenu halba. What the yishbois is, that's the gilu malchus shamayim, the kovet shamayim, is megalim the world much more than it was before. I mean, there are things sitting here in this world that are potential that haven't been actualized. The Shabbos comes along and actualizes that. So now you have that kedusha being revealed in the world. But that's not enough. The Yishbois comes along and says, something which wasn't in the world, that's above the world, that's bigger than the world, that comes into the world as well, from outside. So the one is like, so to speak, something inside that's being actualized. And then there's something outside being brought in. That's covered Shemayim. Yaisim emen harba, she'adu rabba, ha'ilam emaloi shayfsim ubatelim. The world itself is just completely nullified. It's shayvas, it's bottled. Now there's nothing. Now there's just covered Hashem. Now there's Hashem and His oneness. That's all there is. There's Einod Milvado. There's nothing else. That's a gilu of covered Shemayim, completely different to being Megala, what was there already. After everything is finished, everything is stopped. Levado yimloch noira. Levado yimloch noira. Now that noira, that thing which is above, noira, which is above us, that's all that rules in the world now. That's all you see in the world. Valkei nikra Shabbos. That's what's called Shabbos. We'll speak about the name later as well. Shehamashmois hamyuchedus vamukas shel Shabbos hi dafkeze. The depth and the essence and understanding of Shabbos is dafkeze. Shakol shoivas. Everything's still. Now there's no mechitzas, now there's nothing. The world, which is called Olam, which hides Hashem, is kviyachol not there anymore. It's all shavas. And therefore, all you see is what you saw before the creation of the world, which is Einod Milvado. Okay. Later we'll see how you connect to that, how you see that, why Dafka and Shabbos, that has to be explained. Of all, just the structure, all we're dealing with right now is structure. We have to add meat onto these bones, for sure, otherwise we don't make any sense. Nobody feels us on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you desist from the 39 melachas, the acts of creation. You sit back, and you don't see Einod Milvado. What it means for us is if a person would put a bit of effort into understanding this, you would be able to easier come to a recognition of what Einod Milvado is. During the week, it's very hard. But on Shabbos, you can connect to it a little bit. You also see there's a deep connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is also where you could see Hashem clearer. Even today, a person goes to the Kosel is a mokum, so the Shechina never left. As a person goes to the Kosel, you feel something. You feel Kirvus Elokim, you feel something. Well, what happens when you go to the Kosel? Don't tell me you don't feel anything. You go there, you feel Mashu, Yesh Mashu, you can concentrate better, your davening is better, you feel Kirvus Elokim. That's a little bit of what we're talking about here on Shabbos. There's a Gilu Shechina. No, there's a Gilu Shechina. What does it mean, Gilu Shechina? It doesn't mean the lights start, you know, there's fireworks in your dining room table. If there is, you should seek help. You have a sensitivity, inner sensitivity, a das. The das connects in a deeper way to the realization that there's a Boreh Olam. That's what we're talking about here. Anyway, that's going to be thrashed out and spoken about more. But just to get a taste of that, the Kosel is a very good place. Person davens every day, and he davens every day, and it's gevaldik. Then he goes to the Kosel. There's a Gilu Shechina at the Kosel. He davens there. You know that it's a different world. There's something else there. Even if it's subtle, you couldn't explain it to anybody. I'm explaining it now. But everybody who's been there knows you have an inner connection. We mentioned it earlier that when Hashem gave the Torah on Sinai, it says the birds didn't twitter and the donkey never brayed and the trees never moved and the fish didn't move. Everything just came to a standstill. And then you heard in the world, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So he said, we did this. No, I think something like Dhamma somewhere we saw this. Right in the beginning, we saw this. We didn't see this. Okay, well, if you haven't seen it, we'll see it. I'm sure we mentioned this already. No, Dhamma, we didn't do this. Okay, lo zocher where this is, but it's somewhere in the beginning. So the normal understanding is Hashem's about to speak. Will you please keep quiet? Everybody kept quiet because Hashem's about to speak. He said, that's not pshat. Because I'm a mamela. Mamela, everything kept quiet. You heard Anoichi, which you hear all the time. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is ringing through the world all the time. We just don't hear it because we're too busy. There's too much noise. When you quieten everything down, when you still the outer mind, then the inner reality becomes apparent. But it was there all along. It was there. You just didn't hear it because there was too much noise. You got a chasse, your friend's talking to you. It's not that you don't hear him because you got a problem with your hearing. You don't hear him because you're hearing too well. The problem is you're hearing the noise, so you don't hear what your friend standing next to you saying. If you'll switch off the noise, then you'll hear what your friend's saying. He's not saying something new now. He was talking all the time. You just couldn't hear him because it was too much noise. That's part of the aspect of Shabbos as well. When there's Shabbos, when everything is bottled and Meshubat, then you hear, meaning inside, not with your ears, inside, in the das, in the inner mind, the inner perception, that part of your mind that knows that you exist. There you connect and you feel that closeness. Okay, that's where we got up to that last week. Okay, let's start this week now. Zois Chanukah, so you have an opportunity also to connect with things normally you can't connect with. Zois Chanukah is a chelik of Yom Kippur. It's a shtickle Yom Kippur, Zois Chanukah. The Kedusha is very close. So maybe we learn, you know, maybe we'll understand things a bit better this week. Okay. I'm on the bottom of the Chof, in paragraph base. Ulze HaShabbos Nikra Makoa Brochas. Yeah, we said we'll deal with this. What does it mean, Shabbos is Makoa Brocha? Person builds a well in the middle of his garden. Where does the garden get watered from? From the Mayan. So the Mayan is the source of the irrigation of the plants. And that's the Makor HaBrocha. That's the source of the life of the garden. Without water, the garden can't exist. The Mayan, the well, the spring, whatever it is, that's where the water goes to and it goes comes from. So that's the Makor, the Gina. Hashem created Shabbos. That is the spring, the wellspring, let's say, and the source of all the brocha and all the shefa, brocha, and the kedusha in the world. All of it, all the kedusha, all the brocha, everything that's good in the world. You want to know where the source is? The Mayan, Shabbos. Shebeyom Hashvi mitmale ha'olam, on the seventh day the world is filled up with chiyosei likras sheishes hayamim sheyivo. Shebeyom Hashvi mitmale ha'olam bekol chiyosei likras Shabbos hayamim sheyivo. Wait, I left that something here. That's why it doesn't make sense. Sorry, I skipped the line. Shebeyom Hashvi mitmale ha'olam bekol chiyosei likras sheishes hayamim sheyivo. The 6 days that are coming now get filled up. This is another aspect of Shabbos we haven't seen before. Now get filled up with all the life force, the chiyosei, their existence from the Shabbat that's come before. V'kol ma shehimotza acher kach, everything you find afterwards. Mikoyach haShabbos hu nimtza. It comes from the koyach of Shabbos. That means we spoke about the 6 days before being actualized. Now we're seeing the 6 days after also get their meaning and their life force from the Shabbos before. Tell you more insight into that now. The Shabbos he makor lekol kedusha v'shefa. It seems that Shabbos is the makor, the source of all kedusha and shefa in the world. The truth is that Shabbos isn't the source of anything. We just said Shabbos is the makor brocha. Shabbos is everything. Laws and lonachon. Hakadosh Baruch Hu am a kol a kol. This is not. He's not playing with words here. There's more odamok what he's saying here. It's not that Shabbos is the source of all the brocha. Shabbos is les lamigami klum. Shabbos has nothing of its own. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu that's the source of all the brocha. There's ma'im kainin in Shabbos. Then what Shabbos? Shebeyoyim ze yoytes lepoil shlitas Hakadosh Baruch Hu vashos shchinosay. On Shabbos, what happens is that the shlita, Hashem's rulership in the world, goes from potential to actual. Means our apprehension of it, for sure, it's always actual, but the way we perceive it is we perceive the shlita properly, and that shows a shchina as a Shabbos atzumai. So then, what Shabbos? We need Shabbos. On the seventh day of the week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself more in the world. And he is the makor of all the brocha. So that's what I need Shabbos for. As what Shabbos is hashah shedorku boi lanu kudushosa yisparach. Shabbos is the gate. It's the tube. It's the funnel. It's the whatever you want to call it. I'm speaking loosely now because there's a question of what does Hashem need a gate for? Yes, Hashem has to come through a gate. We'll see. That's the gate that everything of the kedusha of Hashem comes via. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the gateway that the kedusha, the shechina of Hashem, comes into this world via the Shabbos. That's the gate. If the gate's closed, then the kedusha can't come in. You have to open the gate. How do you open the gate? That's Hilchos Shabbos. You keep Shabbos. And then the kedusha and the shefa comes in. Amru Chazal, Shabbos. Okay, that's one piece. Just tell you, there's a more kasher, these things. These are not simple things to grasp. It will be chalal laws, more subtle, and there's subtle shifts here which he's making, which will only thresh out later. We have to take the pieces with us as we go along, add them, and then slowly, slowly, when you chap, you chap. There's a very interesting insight here. You know, whenever a Jew does something where he's going from a lower level of kedusha to a higher level of kedusha, he always does it with wine. I'm not going to go into why that is now. But you see, that's always the case at a bris, at a wedding. Kiddush on Shabbos, you're going from weak to Shabbos, you make Kiddush on wine. At a bris, you're taking a child who's not mold, you bring him into the covenant, you make wine by chasana. Two separate pieces in the shaman, they're now becoming mukhuba, there's gilu shchina there, you take wine. Nachon? Poshut. So why do we drink wine at Avdolah? Avdolah is a kasha, no? You're going from Shabbos into the week. You're going down a rung. So why is there wine there? Wine is always when you're going up. So the vort is what we just said. Because after Shabbos, the week you're going into is a higher level than the week before. The week you're going into now has a Shabbos that the week before never had. There's an extra Kedusha in the world now. Each Shabbos brings more Kedusha, more Gilu Shchin into the world. So last week only had so many Shabbosim. The week that's coming now is coming after a Shabbos, which the week before never had. So you're going up a rung. That's why you make Havdalah on wine. It's not a Yerida. In Achinam, it's a Yerida from Shabbos to the week. But it's an Aliyah from the week before. This week is a higher week because there's more Kedusha in the world now because there was another Shabbos in the world. That's the understanding of why you make Havdalah on wine. And that's what he's saying, yeah. That the days coming, their source of bracha is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it comes via the Shabbos. You can only get it if there's Shabbos. You have to create the Shabbos, and then that's the gate, and then the Shekhinah comes through via the Shabbos. Okay, let's take one more step, yeah? We have a bit of time. It may be a bit much. We'll go over it again next week, Bezrat Hashem, but let's take one more step, yeah? Fascinating also. All these things in and of themselves are fascinating. It's hard to keep them together in a picture, though. That's the problem with learning new things. You have to see one piece, and then come back again and keep putting them back together again. Because I've all of a sudden, I think we're doing okay, yeah? You keep coming back, so there must be something keeping you coming back. You must be getting something out of this. Otherwise, why would you come back? Okay. Gornu Chazal in the Zohar says like this. Shabbos Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is one of the names of Hashem. We know that you shouldn't say good Shabbos in the mikveh because it's Hashem's name. You shouldn't, you don't say Hashem's name in places that are not Naki, where there's Erva. You shouldn't say the name of Hashem. So Shabbos is the name of Hashem. Ask, what does that mean? What does it mean Shabbos is the name of Hashem? V'nei, Mahus Inyan Shel Shem. Let's understand, what does it mean, shame? What does it mean? What's the essence of a name? You have a name, yeah? What's behind a name? Before some Kadmoinim, this is brought down in earlier sources. Shu echad me'akinoim shel midas ha-malchus. Wow. That's got something to do with malchus. A name, the muzmahus, the essence of name, is one of the aspects of malchus. So let's see how does that manifest. Ugmol shoimrim, baruch shem kavod malchusoi. We say it all the time. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. What does it mean? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. There you see Shem and Malchus together. Blessed is the name of Kavod of Malchus. Ma Pirush. The Reinyan Hashem Kagon Ruve and Shimon. We all have names, yeah? Be'emes, the truth is, Im Ruve Neyada Levade Be'midbo, if you and I lived alone in the desert, okay? You wouldn't need a name. I don't need my name. If I want to get my attention, I know how to get my attention without saying sure. You need my name. If you want to call me, you need to know my name. Otherwise, how are you going to get my attention? But I don't need a name. If I lived in the Midbar all on my own with nobody around me, what do I need a name for? You're going to open up a whole sugya here. What did Adam and Rishon have to give the animals names for? The animals don't need names. What do they need names for? Why did Adam Rishon need a name? Okay, the big sugi, I'm not going into that. I'm just, you want to do your own research. It's an interesting thing. But that's what a name is. A name's not for me. I don't need my name. Shinyan Hashem hu shal yodei hu nikel acherim. The inyan of a name is you are recognizable to other people via your name. Imagine trying to explain a shidduch. You know, you do shidduchim without names. Well, I got this gevaldika boy for you. What's his name? Ich weiß nicht. What's his father's name? Don't know. And he's the guy, you know, he's tall and he's, you know, he wears a white shirt and he's, you know, and he's you know, he's got a little beard. And you need to say Yankel, Shimon. You need to say who he is. Yeah. He's Shimon Cohen, you know. Now I know who he is. I mean, You identified via your name to others, not to yourself.
But it's also the definition of the people, what they are. It's a shame.
It has to be that. Yeah. The essence. For sure. Yeah. No question. Just looking at another aspect of shame now, how that's a gilu of malchus in the world. Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchusoi. There you see all three of them together. You see Baruch, Shame, Kavod, and Malchus. Malchus is Kavod, by the way. This virus has two names. It's called Keter and it's called Kavod. That's Malchus. Kavod is always Malchus as well, by the way. It's just an observation. I've made this observation a lot. I find it quite scintillating that the name of this virus is named after Hashem. It's named after Keter and after Malchus. Keter Malchus, that's what it is. It's COVID, which is COVID, and it's Corona, which is Keter. That's what we've been learning about all the time. It's the gilu of the Keter in the world. It's unbelievable. If you play around with that a little bit, you'll see amazing insights into this virus. It's unbelievable. Hashgacha Pratis, this thing. It's not a normal virus. That's clear. Everybody that sees it says it. Anyway, that's not our subject now, but that's the same idea. There you see COVID, Malchus, Shame. The three are related. But the vort is, I don't need my name. I know what my essence is. Taking to what you said, Rup Shmuel. I know who I am. I know what my essence is. If I only know myself via my name, I'm in a lot of trouble. Inside, I know who I am. I know my essence. I don't need a name for that. You need a name for me. I become recognizable to you via my name. That means I exist. My name actualizes for you that existence. Hashem noisen efsherut shenike lacherim al yedei haskoros shmoi. The name allows me to be recognized by you via my name. Val yedei hagdoros metziusoi hamunochos beinin Hashem. Exactly what you said. The today we don't relate to it so much because we don't know what it means. Aval the reality of the name, the geder, the definition of your name, is your essence. That's what's megale by your name. We don't know what to do with that, but that's the mitziyut, that's the truth, like you said. The shame is your essence. So when a person uses your name, when he identifies you via your name, he's identifying your essence. The name, it reveals, who is this person? Who is this guy? Not just because of the name, you know, that's a hood, now we know who you are. No, it's a deeper revelation of who you really are. But the name itself has nothing. That's why we're having a hard time grasping this. Shmuel. So it tells me all about Shmuel. Well, now I know all about Shmuel. Yeah, I've studied names and I know everything about your neshama and your inner world or whatever. But the name itself is nothing. It's Shmuel. Nothing. But what does it do? It allows me to identify you. What does it mean to identify somebody? To reveal that which is hidden. You here, but I don't know who you are. Your name tells me who you are. I'm able to mechaber to you now in a way that I couldn't before via your name. Well, the name itself doesn't have anything. So it's another aspect of Malchus. It's a tool which enables me to recognize the person who's called by that name. I'm not trying to understand the name. I'm trying to understand the person. My name is Shabbat. That's exactly what Shabbos is. We'll end with this, Bezrat Hashem. We said that Shabbos is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? It's his name. That's what we call him. Any deeper insight into what that means? Hainu be'em tzuhut Shabbos, Kodesh, makirim es Hashem is Baruch. Via Shabbos Kodesh, you come to recognize Hashem. That's what it means. Shabbos is Shem Shel Hashem. It allows you, Shabbos is a kli, a gate, which enables you to understand, to see, to makir, to recognize Hashem. And you have the ability on Shabbos to call out to Hashem, to use his name, to get closer to him, to recognize his godliness and his awesomeness, even according to what he has prepared himself, everybody according to his levels. That is Mamash Shabbos. Shabbos is the ability to be more real. Let's put it into our language. Shabbos is the day we have the ability to be more real with Hashem. Shabbos is obviously nothing. It's just a kli. It's a shame. The same as your name allows me to be more real with you, to understand you better, to be makir, to recognize you better. That's what Shabbos does for Hashem. It's Shmoi Shel Hashem. You have Hashem's name. What does it mean you have his name? It means you can call him. You can makariv him. You can understand him. That's his essence. You guys start understanding what Shabbos is, you'll understand what Hashem is. But it's the day, more than that, it's the day where you just have the ability to be more real with Hashem. That's Shabbos. We should be zoiche to at least feeling that at least some part of Shabbos. But the Kaisel is a Moedika insight. You know, it's the same as on the Yom Lairi, when you daven on Rosh Hashanah, daven Yom Kippur, you feel something that's not the same as the rest of the week. You know that. You feel a makish mashu. That you've got to take and get hold of. That's that gilushchina, that's that extra kedusha, and that we have every week on Shabbos. Every week you have that. Greater than Yom Kippur, greater than all the Yom Noirim, you have that ability every Shabbos. Just get a bit more real with Hashem. Okay, then his questions or whatever. Otherwise, we'll go over this again next week. A little bit hard at first, but we did today. Easy to get a grip on. It's very abstract. This thing with the name is Gewaldig. I'm sure you all got that. The Shem itself is nothing. The name is nothing of itself, but it's a very powerful tool that enables you to mechaber to another human being. Wow, that's big. So Shabbos is Hashem's name. What does that mean? It means you have the ability to connect to Hashem in a way that you couldn't without Shabbos. Okay.
Shabbos, Rebbe.
Enjoy the rest of Zeis Chanukah. And we'll you see it as well. For example, that the name of Betochen, the Mefoshim B'riyam, the name of Betochen of Hashem is Ad, Ein Dalet. That's 74. The 74 days from Yom Kippur to Zois Chanukah. Bitchu b'Hashem Ad Day Ad. From Yom Kippur, you had a chasima. You have to have Betochen. You have to trust Hashem Ad Day Ad until Zois Chanukah, because now you can redo the chasima. Yom Kippur, you have an ability to Zois Chanukah. You have the ability to, if something went wrong between Yom Kippur and all your Kabbalahs, again, now, whatever, you have an opportunity to re-mechanech them. Chinuch, what's a chanuchas? What's the word? Rededicate yourself to those things that you took on Yom Kippur. It's part of the union of Zois Chanukah. Anyway, have a wonderful Erev Shabbos, and Metz Hashem, we'll see you next week. Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you.
Take good care.